the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we were talking about the concept of hub and love of Allah in our supplications, specifically in this part of supplication of Abu Hamza. In this regard, Imam alayhi salam says, لا خرج حبك من قلبي. These events would not take away your love from my heart. Imam starts saying, إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِهِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ. Imam says, Oh Allah, if you tied me with chains, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, and if the people were all witness to see how I am exposed to disgrace, and if you ordered me to proceed to hell, and if you set up a barrier between me and the pious ones, even then I would not cease to have hope. Even then I would not stop from expecting your pardon, and this would not take away your love from my heart. لا خرج حبك من قلبي. That is why we can infer that this kind of love, this intimacy with Allah, this is from another nature. This is different from all other kinds of love we've ever heard of.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
We've been discussing this concept of love for a couple of programs now. And in the last episode specifically, we mentioned that love is never dissociated from action. And that is why we can say and claim that sometimes love compensates the deficiency of the deeds. This is what also the supplications suggest. That is why elsewhere in this Abu Hamza Thumali supplication, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "My recognition, O my master, is that which guides me to you, and my love is my intercessor to you, and I trust my evidence since you have guided me to it, and I am comfortable with my intercessor since you will accept it." You may remember in the previous episode we said that some traditions suggest that true recognition is nothing but love. Ma'rifah is hub. So, accordingly, one whose evidence to Allah is ma'rifah shall never be misguided, shall never be misled. And he whose intercessor with Allah is hub shall never fail to reach the proximity of Allah. Brothers and sisters, let us have a look at other words of the Ahlul Bayt in this regard. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says elsewhere, "O Allah, you are indeed aware that though my obedience to you has not been persistent in practice, but it has endured in love and determination." Brothers and sisters, what do you understand from these words? I assume these words are in fact a subtle indication to the fact that one's obedience and ta'ah to Allah may at times fall short of the desired standard, because we're all human beings. We're not infallible, we're not complete. And as a result, it might not be possible for some human beings to rely upon their obediences of Allah. But that in which the lovers and muhabbin never entertain doubt is their certainty, is their yaqeen in that they do love Allah the Exalted. It is their determination on moving on the path of love and obedience. We said earlier that the one who has experienced the love of Allah within himself would never doubt in this fact. Because it is possible that a servant may show negligence in obeying Allah practically, as sometimes he may embark on something which is disliked by Allah. But that which is not imaginable, even while he is indulged in the wrongdoing, is his dislike for Allah's obedience and his love for sinning. In short, let me tell you this. The bodily parts may sometimes fall into sins. They may sometimes slip. But what is certain is that nothing other than the love of Allah, the love of obeying Allah, enters the heart of the righteous ones and those salihin. And that's why Imam Zainul Abidin says, لا خرج حبك من قلبي, because if the love of Allah is not present in the heart of someone, then he cannot control, he cannot understand why these hardships and difficulties may happen to him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. To you through